Hey everybody, welcome to Planet Shakers. Thanks so much for joining us today. Today I'm going to be preaching a word about the thought, a broken praise. I know it's going to bless your life. Check this out. To be honest, I was wrestling a little bit with what to preach today, and I felt like God spoke to me, but I didn't really know if I wanted to preach this message. I don't know if you've ever had that before, like urban life leaders, God gives you a word to say or a word for someone or a prayer to pray. It's like, oh no. And so I was preparing for this, and then I walk into the 9:30 service this morning, and it's the only message I've got, by the way, prepared for today. And I'm like, well, God, if I'm not going to preach this one, I don't know what to say. For half an hour, I could just tell stories, I guess. Once upon a time. Anyway. Then I came in this morning, and Josh is up here leading praise, and he starts to encourage us in our praise. And the third song we did today, Prophesy, he starts saying, you know, when we praise, we're prophesying into the future of our situation, no matter what we're in the middle of. When we can muster up a praise in the midst of our circumstance and situation, all of a sudden we're opening ourselves up for God to come and move in our midst. And Pastor Sam begins to build upon that and say, hey, come on, God wants to move in the midst of your situation. And I was sitting on the front row. I said, okay, cool. Let's do this. And so I want to preach today about praise. Have we got any praises here today? We got a few praises. We got about half the room that are praises. Have we got any praises here today? Who knows that there is power in our praise? Something happens when we begin to praise. Chains break off when we begin to praise. Walls come down when we begin to praise. Situations begin to change when we begin to praise. Something happens when we begin to praise. There's power in our praise. Somebody praise God just for 3 seconds. Say, praise God. Come on, praise God. Praise God. It's good. Something happens when we praise. In Psalm 22 verse 3, it says, God inhabits the praise of his people. Another version says, God is enthroned on the praises of his people. Who sits on a throne? King sits on a throne. Which means as we come in here, you'll think Joff's just mucking around sometimes. He's singing the fast songs, having a bit of fun, doing a guitar thing, and saying, come on everybody, let's jump. Let's do a dance competition. We all think we're having fun, it's joyful. Praise can be fun, praise can be a party, praise can be joyful. But if you're not going through a fun part of life, it's not very fun. See, praise is powerful. You'll think he might just be having fun sometimes, but what is he doing? He's just putting a leg in place, putting another leg in place, building together the framework. All of a sudden, the seat goes on. We put it back on this throne. We begin to cover the throne in royal material. All of a sudden, we build a throne for the King. Who's the King? Of course, he's Jesus, King Jesus. And when we begin to praise, when we build this throne for the King, oh, we make way for the King in the middle of our praise. Who is this King of glory? He's the Lord, strong and mighty. Who is the King of glory? The Lord, mighty in battle, Jesus is his name. When we praise, we build a throne for him to come and sit in our midst. When we have a king in our midst, what's he doing? He's beginning to rule and reign in the middle of our circumstance. That is not of my kingdom. That situation, not of my care. What you're going through there, that's not the kingdom way. Your kingdom come, your will be done in the midst of our situation. Hey, sometimes it takes praise. Sometimes it takes faith to praise. Sometimes there's a bit of a struggle to praise. Sometimes we're going through something and we don't feel like praising. But if you would raise up out of your situation and praise, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it looks like, no matter where, no matter what you're going through. I'm so glad I've got 20% of the crowd with me this morning, Pastor Jackie. I don't know what y'all are doing sitting down in this place, but I thought Planet Shakers was a church of praise. I thought we knew how to praise. Oh, come on, somebody. Don't make me work for it this morning. Don't make me have to stir you up again. Hey, we're praising people. If you're standing next to someone that's sitting, just grab them by the hand and help them and show them what it means to stand to their feet. I'm telling you, something happens when we praise. When we're in the presence of the King, I want to stand to attention. When we're in the presence of Jesus, I want to be ready to go. If I'm lifting holy hands, if I'm dancing, if I'm giving Him all my praise, if that's what He wants, hey! I praise Him because He's good. If all He'd ever done was in the past, that's enough to praise Him for, let alone what He's doing in the middle of our present situation. Don't even talk about what's coming in the future. We've got so much to praise God for. Our God is good. He is good all the time. Hey! Nothing is impossible with our God. Nada es posible. En ti todo es posible. Come on, my Spanish people. Nothing's impossible with our God. Hey. I don't know if you all are ready for today, but I want to talk about the thought of broken praise. Somebody shout it. Say, a broken praise. You don't even know what you're shouting about. Come on, shout it like you mean it. Say, a broken praise. As we're all standing, I want to read from the Word of God. It says this in John chapter 12, verse 1, tells the story of the woman with the alabaster jar. It says this, 6 days before the Passover celebration began, Jesus arrived in Bethany, the home of Lazarus, the man He had raised from the dead, by the way, just the chapter before. A dinner was prepared in His honor, in Jesus' honor. Martha served, and Lazarus was among those who ate with Him. Then Mary, oh God bless Mary, in chapter 11, she was staying in the house, but here she is. Here she is in the king, with the King. It says this, verse 3, Mary took a 12-ounce jar of expensive perfume made from the essence of nard, and she anointed Jesus' feet with it, wiping His feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance. But Judas Iscariot, the disciple who would soon betray Him, said, that perfume was worth a year's wages. It should have been sold and the money given to the poor. Not that he cared for the poor. He was a thief. And since he was in charge of the disciples' money, he often stole some for himself. Jesus replied, leave her alone. She did this in preparation, or she did this to anoint me. Another version says, for my burial. God, I thank You today for Your word. I thank You today for Your presence. Lord, even now there are people You want to touch. There are people You want to fill. There are people caught up in brokenness right now. Going through the midst of a broken situation, dealing with brokenness in their heart. There are people here with wounds that You want to wash away. There are people here living in lack. And God, I thank You that Your word is reaching each and every one of us today. I thank You that Your presence and power is touching each and every one of us today. God, I thank You that You are here. I thank You that You are here. God, when we are in Your presence, we're in the presence of the King, and You can do anything. Lord, I speak to every impossible situation. I speak to every circumstance people are facing. I speak to everyone who has suffered loss. And God, I thank You that in Your presence, we have everything we need. Even now, even in this moment, without saying another word, God, You can fulfill every need. God, You can heal every heart. You can turn any situation around. God, come and do what only You can do. God, come and do what only You can do. Come and resurrect the dead. God, come and bring Your provision. God, let Your healing begin to move. God, let Your encouragement begin to stir someone up. God, let Your power begin to bring down obstacles. God, let Your name begin to break off chains. God, I thank You that You're moving. God, I thank You that You're moving, that Your miracle-working power is here. And come on, if you believe it, would you give God a praise in this place? Hey! Hey! We praise You! Hey! We praise You this
this morning, God. Oh, we praise you this morning. Oh, no matter what things feel like, no matter what things look like, no matter what someone said, oh, God, we give you praise. Hey. Woo. Come on, somebody. Who's in love with Jesus this morning? Come on, somebody shout a broken praise. Come on, as you're grabbing your seat, high five the person next to you. Say a broken praise. A broken praise. A broken praise. I want to stir you up in your praise this morning. You all thought you were done sweating after the first three songs. I'm sorry. This is church. Hey, come on. At least we all put deodorant on in this service. I won't tell you which one, but maybe there's one coming after this that just makes me question. I won't point any fingers, but my goodness. Sometimes, standing up here, we tried this idea one week to put fans here when it was super hot over summer. Bad idea. Because the air on the other side of that fan is just getting blasted in your face. My gosh, makes you want to bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Woo! What are we talking about? You better stop playing. What a story. The woman with the alabaster jar. What a praise. This was a crazy praise that she brought to Jesus. The thing that you got to understand about this alabaster jar, I mean, it was worth something. I mean, the Bible tells us right there it's worth a year's wages. I don't care what you're paid, if you're on minimum wage or maximum wage, a year's wage is a year's wage. That's a lot of money to all of us. And she brought this thing that was worth a year's wage. It cost her something of great value. Not only this, history would suggest that it was one of either two things. This precious thing that was worth so much was either a dowry from a husband she didn't have yet, or an inheritance from a father she'd already lost. And what we can take out of this story, I mean, there's so much that you could talk about this story. But Mary brings this extravagant praise. First thing I want you to realize is just how much this cost her. It cost her something so great. She brought a praise that cost her a lot. Then, if you look at the story, what I love about this is Mary only had eyes for Jesus. She didn't come into God's presence saying, God, look at my needs. God, look at my problems. Look at my worries. Look at my cares. No, her cares had been cast aside. Her worries were over there. It's not that they didn't exist. There's a great chance and most probability that it did exist. There were many things she was going through. Why? She's a person. People go through things. People go through things all the time. How's that for logic? Write that down. She was a person. She went through stuff. Come on. You came to church for revelation. She was going through stuff. I love that her focus was on him, not on the things. Her focus was on the king, not on the problem. Her focus, her praise was set on him. Sometimes we get so caught up in our worries and caught up in our problems. What we're actually doing is giving them worth, a greater worth than they should have. We are giving them worship, when really our worship, our praise should be upon him. It's not that they don't exist. Oh, they do. But her focus, her attention was on him. Not only that, she didn't come in with her problems, but she also didn't come in looking at everyone else. She came in just with eyes for him. Her attention, her affection, her focus was on Jesus. She wasn't worried about what everyone else was thinking. I wonder if you came in to praise this morning, caring what someone else would think. If you got your praise on the way that you know how to dance all the way from 1970. Not a problem, those of y'all who were dancing back then. Bring your 1970s praise into church. Inspire us all. Sometimes we can come in and we're so focused on what other people are doing and we're focused, we're worried about what other people think of us. Come on, somebody. I know we don't have any insecure teenagers in the room this morning, but... or do we? You all might not be a teenager anymore, but just because you're not a teenager by your date of birth doesn't mean we've left our insecurity behind. I mean, you can meet 70-year-olds who are still insecure and caring about what other people think. I'm not saying we shouldn't care about other people. I'm just saying other people's opinions should not affect our praise. It should not hold back our praise. You don't like the way I'm dancing, I'm so sorry. You don't like how loud I'm clapping, I'm so sorry. You don't like the way I'm shouting to God, I'm so sorry. But He is worth all my praise. I will lift my hands. I will lift my voice. I will give Him the most uncoordinated praise my body knows how to give. See, there's power in our praise. There's something in her praise. Y'all don't need to be young to dance in the presence of the Lord. Oh, you'll know that I can't jump as high as I used to. I mean, I used to be up here jumping off the 6-foot stage decks, doing big jumps and land. I wouldn't dare do that now. Not because I don't want to, because my knees keep saying, no, don't do it. Just one too many hard landings, you know. I can't jump as high as I used to, but I don't want to let that quieten down my praise and shut down my praise. I love this extravagant story in Mary because we all can get stirred. No matter what age or stage we're at, this praise cost her something. This praise, her attention was on Him, not on the problem. This praise, it was all about Him. She wasn't worried about what other people were thinking. You know, there's something about an extravagant praise. There's power in our praise, because when we come into His house, when we come into His courts, early will I seek Him. I will enter His courts with thanksgiving, come in through His gates with praise. There's something happens when we praise. I want to stir you all up this morning, 11:30 service. Something happens when we praise. Something happens when we, sometimes the praise might cost you something. Sometimes you gotta shift your focus off your problems and onto the Prince of Peace. Sometimes we gotta praise no matter what other people think. There's power in our praise. Somebody say a broken praise. Say it again, I need a drink. Can we go deeper? You see this thing, thank you, three people. Can we go deeper? Yes. This gift, this praise that she brought to Jesus. I mean, it was valuable. My goodness, it was a year's wages. That's a lot of money. But the value in her gift, the value in her praise, she came and broke her praise at Jesus' feet. The value wasn't just in a monetary sense. I said it before, history would say that this thing was either one of two things. It was either a dowry for a husband she didn't have yet, or it was an inheritance from a father she'd already lost. And so you got to understand why this thing carried great value. It also represented a place of pain. It also represented a place of lack. Whether the lack was someone who hadn't come into her life or someone who had left too early. Her father should never have died before she had herself a husband. And so this thing represented a place of brokenness in her life. What I love about this praise that she brought, even though this thing should have represented something joyful, something fruitful, something prosperous, it represented a place of brokenness or lack in her life. It symbolized a husband not provided. It symbolized a father taken too soon. A place where there was no victory. This is what it symbolized. Nothing to celebrate. And this could have remained for her a place of defeat or discouragement. It could have been a reminder of what God hadn't done for her. This lack, this brokenness could have caused her to close up and shut off her praise, but instead she came and brought her praise to Jesus. Instead she came and broke her praise from a place of brokenness and came and poured it all out on Jesus. Not a couple of drops, not a down payment on a hopeful prayer. No, she came and broke the whole thing and outpoured her praise on Jesus. Jesus. She broke her praise from a place of brokenness. Oh, come on, somebody shout, a broken praise. She brought a broken praise to her King. There's power in a broken praise. There's breakthrough in a broken praise. See, for so many of us, we can get caught up in life in what we don't have, or who we don't have, or what God hasn't done yet, instead of recognizing what we do have and who we do have and all the things God can still do in our future. I'm so glad she came and brought her broken praise to her King. She taught us something wonderful, and that is that the places of our greatest pain in life can be turned into a broken praise, and in turn become a place of the greatest power. See, for Mary, it may have been a broken praise, but it was a praise. It may have been a praise from a place of lack, but it was still a praise. She may have brought her broken praise to Jesus, but in the course of action, she became the first person to anoint him as King. And that's what happens when we praise. The King comes in. She was the first person to anoint him as the King. And when the King comes in, even when she was busy praising from a place of brokenness, even when she was busy praising from a place of lack, even when she was busy praising from a place of despair, whoo, when the King comes in, he comes in to our brokenness. He comes in to the place where there seems to be no victory. He comes in the midst of our praise. And when King Jesus shows up, breakthrough is there. When King Jesus shows up, he brings light to the darkest of our situation. When the King shows up, he comes with healing in his hands. When the King shows up, I mean, he is himself provision, but he brings provision as well to our places of lack when the King shows up. Is anyone going to praise up in this place this morning? Come on, stay with me, stay with me. Don't make me work you this morning. Has anyone got a praise in this place today? You see, praise, even a broken praise, makes way for a King. And when the King comes in, hey, with him, there's breakthrough. With him, there's miracles. With him, he brings light into the midst of our darkest places. Somebody say broken praise. To be honest, this whole encouragement came from scripture I was reading earlier in the year. I started off the year, I read through the book of Genesis and beyond, and I came across this chapter in the book of Genesis, chapter number 38. I don't know if you've ever come across a story in the Bible before. You just read the story and you think to yourself, what? That's messed up. I don't know if you've ever read a story and you're like searching through this path. I mean, I've read this story hundreds of times, and pretty much every time just skipped over and thought to myself, whoo, messed up. Somebody say messed up. Exactly. This story is messed up, man. This is weird. It's just weird. Why is it even in the Bible? Gosh, there's some stories in there. You're like, what is this doing in here? Praise God that they're in there, though. I don't know if you've ever gone through something that's been messed up before. What gives me great encouragement is that I read the Bible and I'm like, wow, I'm messed up. But I'm not that messed up. Praise God. That gives me great encouragement. I have not done that yet. Yes. This story's messed up. Not only is it messed up, these messed up people are in Jesus' family line. That means y'all aren't the only one with a messed up family. That's a blessing for someone here this morning. And I'm going to read my notes for this, because if I don't read my notes, I'm going to get myself in trouble. But this is a story about a man named Judah. Now, before we tell you the story, you got to understand that Judah means praise. And obviously in the Old Testament, The Old Testament, God's always trying to tell us something through the stories that take place. Of course, they took place, but there's always a message that he's trying to tell us. There's always something that's going on he's trying to communicate. So it's important you know that Judah means praise. But the other main character in this story is a woman named Tamar. And Tamar represents victory, represents prosperity. She represents abundance. Now, I'm just going to keep my head down and read my notes. And I don't want to look at anyone because, yo, this is messed up. So the story goes, Judah gets a wife for his firstborn son. His firstborn son, his name is Ur. And Judah goes and finds a wife for Ur. Her name is Tamar. What happens though is Ur is a wicked man, and so he dies. And so as the custom goes, Judah sends his secondborn son in and says, well, now you need to marry her and know her. Know her, so that you may produce an heir for your dead brother. But it turns out the secondborn son is also a wicked man, and so he dies. 2 out of 2, not very good. So Judah says to Tamar, he goes, go back and live with your parents, and when my thirdborn son is of the right age, you can have him. And so she goes, she's been the faithful one. She goes back to her parents' house. Judah, of course, though, he's hesitating. He's delaying. Praise is hesitating. Come on. Praise is being delayed. There was a delay. There was a hesitation in praise because he didn't want his thirdborn son to die. And so he just delays and delays and delays and delays, and praise delays. And what happens over the course of time is all of a sudden Judah loses his wife. She passes away and she's been gone for a bit, and he goes on a work trip and thinks to himself, I haven't been intimate with anyone for a while. I'm telling you, this is an adults only story. So he thinks he's on a work trip. What's the worst thing that could happen? He thinks, if I bump into someone, I'll get what I need from them. If you know what I mean. Had a pocket full of cash and a heart full of dreams, and there he went on his work trip. Don't even. Move on, Rudy. And so there he was on his work trip, and he thought, I'm going to get what I need. And so he went and he found this woman, and no worries. Not a problem. There he went. He got what he thought he needed. He didn't realize this woman was dressed in a way that he couldn't tell who she was. And this woman happened to be Tamar, his daughter-in-law. Told you all this was messed up. Now you got to understand that this point in Tamar's life, remember, Tamar represents victory. She represents abundance, represents prosperity. Weren't none of that going on in her life. There wasn't no abundance going on for her. There wasn't no victory happening for her. There was no prosperity for her. Really all that was happening was lack and loss, devastation, brokenness. But I want you to understand what happens when praise visited that place. As the story goes, Judah finds out a few months later that his daughter-in-law, who was meant to be waiting for his thirdborn, has gone and gotten pregnant. And so with a righteous indignation, he suggests that we should take her out and kill her and burn her. And just before they're about to put her to death, she says, oh, by the way, you left these at my house. Not a problem. And Judah, being the upright, righteous man of God that he was, yeah, right, says, cool, 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 not a problem, you can live. And the story says that Judah realizes that she's been far more righteous and faithful than he had. And so she goes full term in her pregnancy, and when she goes to give birth, it says this in Genesis 38, verse 27. When the time came for Tamar to give birth, it was discovered she was carrying twins. Somebody say double portion. Okay, okay, okay. She was carrying twins. I'm telling you, I told you this was a messed up story. I told you this was like just a weird story. I told you this was a broken situation. But I don't know if you've ever been through a messed up thing in your life. I don't know if you've ever been through a broken situation in your life. I'm so glad for this story. Thank God I've never done anything like that. But I've been messed up before. I've gone through broken things before. I've gone through painful times before. I've gone through things where I thought there should have been victory, but there wasn't. I've gone through times I thought there should have been abundance and prosperity, and there wasn't. What happens in this story is praise comes to that place anyway. Praise visits that place anyway. And I got, I don't know if you're catching this today. What happens were twins. What happens, was a double portion. And she goes, I don't know if you're ready for this. She goes to give birth to two baby boys and names them Perez and Zerah, which means in our language, breakthrough. Woo! Which means breakthrough. Three people got that, which means praise visited a place where there was meant to be victory, but there wasn't. Praise came to a broken situation. And when praise came down, breakthrough went up. When praise came in, breakthrough came up. And that was the firstborn. I haven't even gotten to the secondborn yet. Keyboard, you need to come. Breakthrough came out. The second one. His name was Zerah, and in our language, that means light arising. See, when you bring a praise to your place of brokenness, when you bring a praise to your place where there should have been victory, when you bring a praise to the place of lack in your life, breakthrough is coming. There's about to be a light into the darkest parts of your life. It's a broken praise. Somebody shout broken praise. Come on, shout broken praise. Come on, like you know what that means. Somebody shout broken praise. See, when we praise, when we can praise in the presence of our problems, when we can praise against the backdrop of brokenness, woo, breakthrough, light, breakthrough, light. You see, 11:30 service, there's so much power in our praise. I'm 34 now, I got so much to thank God for. Oh, if I was to tell you everything, there's some broken things going on. There's places where I thought maybe they would have been here by now. But I got so much to thank God for at 34. So much more than I did at 24. All the things that He's done in my life, I got so much more to thank God for today than I did yesterday. Don't even let me take you back to 14 though. I mean, if I was to take you back there, I mean, I was thanking God for all of about two things. Thank God the pimple went away. Thank God that girl looked at me twice. Woo! That was the depth of my praise. But the older I've gotten, every day, His mercies are new every day. His victories are new every morning. Oh, He has so much more for us. God, oh, come on, you all ain't ready. God is a God who wants to take us from glory to glory, from strength to strength. He wants to take you higher. We've got so much more to thank God for today than we did yesterday. So much more to thank God for after 20 years of conference than we did after two. You know what can happen? What can happen the older we get? I know I'm not as old as some of y'all. I'm older than others of y'all though. It's all right. Same Bible we read. What happens in life, not in this church, of course, other churches. Long way away, just read about them. But what can happen in life is the older we get, the more we settle down, the more we shut down. Because the older we get, not only do I have more things to thank God for, but I've been through a few more storms. Maybe I faced a bit more brokenness than 10 years ago. Maybe there was some prayers I prayed that maybe God didn't answer the way I thought they were going to be answered. I've seen people before, and they'll come out here, down the front, slick dance moves, looking good, smelling good, praise God, hair done, looking sharp, dressed to the ninth, putting on a slick dance move, and then God gives them the answer to their prayer, which is a spouse, and then there they are. I don't need to look good anymore, not a problem. got myself what I want. Not here, of course, other places. I've seen people before praying and praying and praying for God to give them a child, and God gives them a child, and then when they have the child that they were praising God for, when they have the gift that they were praising God for, all of a sudden there's a little bit less sleep in the household. There's a little bit less energy going on. Oh, I'll just conserve my praise. Isn't that a greater reason to praise? Last week I didn't have the last 7 days to praise Him for, but now I do. Oh, I may not jump as high, I may not dance as good, my knees may not work as well, but my gosh, I got more to praise God for. The truth is, the loudest praise shouldn't come from our young people. The most passionate praise should come from next week, and then the week after. We got so much more to thank God for. We got so much more to thank God for this week than we did last week. Oh, you may be in the middle of a broken situation. You may be in the middle of lack. You may be in the middle of hurt. There's power in a broken praise. Somebody shout, broken praise. Come on, shout a broken praise. You see a build-up of brokenness, a lack of victory where you thought there might have been victory. So some messed up situations along the way. And we can find ourselves withholding our praise. Instead of this story, oh, this story of Mary. What a woman. She didn't always get it right. She came and she broke her praise at the feet of Jesus. She poured it out and she broke her praise from a place of brokenness and made way for the King. See, when you make way for the King, despite your brokenness, when you make way for the King, despite your lack, when you make way for the King, even in a place where there should have been victory. See, when you bring praise to a place of brokenness, all of a sudden breakthrough comes. All of a sudden light hits those dark places. A broken praise. See, this morning I want to stir you in your praise. Praise brings the King. Even a broken praise brings the King. It doesn't have to be a put together praise. It doesn't have to be a professional praise. It doesn't have to be a polished praise. It can be a painful praise. It can be a broken praise, but when praise comes, you make way for the King, and when the King steps in, all of a sudden, hey, He begins to rule and reign. He's got breakthrough. He brings light to the darkest of places. He comes with healing in His hands. Hey, when you praise, the King comes in. Have we got any praises here today? Come on, have we got any praises here today? Oh, you may be caught up in brokenness. You may be caught up in pain. But could you praise just a little today? Hey! Praise declares who He is in the middle of your circumstance. You may see brokenness. He sees a miracle. People in the Bible saw a funeral. He saw a resurrection party. You may see a diagnosis. He sees a healing. You may see a legitimate wound from the past. He just sees His blood-covered hand washing that away. You may see brokenness, but He sees a miracle. You may see pain and lack, but He sees provision. You see, when the King comes in, all of a sudden, whoa, let your kingdom come, let your will be done. All of a sudden, when the King comes in, the kingdom comes in. And with the King, there is no lack. With the King, there is no sickness. With the King, there is no defeat. With the King, there is no brokenness. With the King, there is no wounds. With the King, oh, with King Jesus, we have everything we need. When we begin to praise Him, hey, in the middle of our brokenness, hey, we make way for the King. Oh, have we got any praises here today? Oh, come on, don't let the band dictate your praise. Don't let your age dictate your praise. Don't let your circumstance dictate your praise. Don't let your chair restrict your praise. Maybe you'll need to fill this place with praise. Maybe you'll need to break out from where you are. Maybe you'll need to step out from the situation you find yourself in. Oh, come on, would you praise? Would you praise? Would you praise?
I pray today has blessed you. Thank you so much for joining us. We are praying for you. We are praying for whatever circumstances you are going through. You can check us out on our website, planetshakers.com. You can even send a prayer request in or a praise report of things that God has been doing in your life. Also, come on, why don't you join us on social media at Planet Shakers, all the different platforms. We would love to see you there. Be blessed. We love you.